All right, what's up, XEFL? It's the three J Bronies. I think we're back for the first time this cycle. Is that true?
No. It has to be. We usually do off-season podcasts.
Yeah, we have Jared back.
Woo!
And J-Mo.
What's up?
And as you can see, we still don't practice entrances around here. And this time, we were just going to talk about it's kind of Jared's idea way back. I don't know, J-Mo, you might have been involved too. Talking about that potential rule change when they posted that in the announcements. So the rule would be you can't choose what kind of catch you want to do. You throw the ball and that's it. You're done until they catch it. And I guess since it was kind of your idea, Jared, you can just lead us off with your – I guess we'll go down a list of what we think pros could be and then we'll go cons.
So the pros, you can adjust how you want the players to catch the ball in the screen, like where you can put it on conservative ball carrier and stuff like that. So if you always aggressive catch anyways, like you can just put it on that, and that's what they'll always do. I don't know, man. That's a heavy rule to put on after being used to tapping the button for like four Maddens now.
So. You're thinking the pros are you can still kind of do it, just switch it in the menu.
Yes.
All right, JMO, what do you think for the pros?
Well, I think I said it in chat. Maybe it was our chat. I don't know. I think one of the things that looks beneficial is like you see people with Rob's favorite A catch, like you throw it over the middle. And you press A, and the guy will dive in front of it, and the defenders just never have a chance. I think it would give the defenders a chance to intercept those. Because testing it out, the defenders actually come away with quite a bit of those where they sort of collide at the same point. If, like, the receiver's running at the defender, you throw it, and it's, like, right at the defender, but they can A catch their way in front of it. Or like on streaks where they would hit Y and they sort of like the receiver cuts in front of the defender. Not the traditional jump ball that I know and love, but the other one where they like slice in front of the defender so the defender doesn't have a chance. And I don't know anything behind the reasoning behind the change, but testing it out, those are two things that that I noticed on top of just regular outside of just, you know, people that spam drags in front of defenders and jump balls, you get a lot more times where the receiver and the defender, even if the receiver does catch it, they run into each other, higher chance for knockouts and interceptions and stuff like that. So it gives the defense a little bit more of a chance, I think. That's the thought. I didn't have any issues throwing to the sidelines or anything. Like they would, you know, drag their toes. I do have elite wide receivers though, so maybe that's all that was. But that's sort of what I saw on a pro aspect.
Well, I think the biggest pro, I guess, for me would be no suspicious. Kind of looks like, you know, some user input, but doesn't necessarily say user catch. But like what Jared said, with the pros, you can kind of just, you know, set it to how it's going to be. I guess the only downfall there on setting every pass to go a certain way is if for some reason you're wide open, like, I don't know, they run commit or something, and then you have conservative on for like medium catches, you would just fall down. But other than that, I mean, you can still kind of choose the way you want to go about your catches. Or I guess really, if you really wanted to it, you're going to throw a intermediate pass this play, like for sure. You could just like set it for that play and then just try to think about who your primary read is and just setting it for every single play. So then I guess in that aspect, it really wouldn't change how you play. So and the pros could just be, I don't know, getting rid of the crazy jump balls, which is kind of sad. The ones where they get the corner gets overneath. Over the top of the wide receiver, and then he jumps underneath, and it's a touchdown, like the Austin Hambrick special, which will be sad to see go away, in my opinion, because you still have streaks. But Yeah, so my pro, I guess, with Jared is, like, you don't really lose a ton of control, and you might get rid of some suspicious stuff on the man, I wish I could talk, on the other side, so.
And I think it gives the user, I think it'll change up user defenders too, because if you have somebody that's using a middle linebacker that can aggressively attack the ball with a catch input over a receiver that you're not allowed to use, that gives the benefit in the interception to the defender now. So it might, like, it weighs itself out. The defense is going to have a lot more.
Yeah, I'd say that's what we want, because I've been in way more games where it's like, if you punt twice, you lost, than games where it's like you're forcing stops every time. I don't know about you guys. So,
well, that actually was, I forgot about that. That was one thing I had said before, where it does give a little more power to the user defender. Which this year we've already given more than ever. And it, honestly, even though I've been awful at it, it's been a lot of fun being able to do more.
So fun. Yeah, it really is.
And it does give you not having weird things happen on the offense, it does give you more power on defense, to make bigger plays. So I think from my aspect, everything is really, like, the pros are helping out the defense.
It definitely is good. Stops.
That's always good, then.
I think if they do make this change, the people that are staying at the bottom of the users only use your D line. They don't realize how good using a middle linebacker or a safety or something can be. So this gives them a little bit more confidence to where they know that the receiver is going to be just computer. There's no, like, aggressive catching it or something, so they can try out different things.
Well, as far as the cons, I guess, JMO, you lead us off. What would you say, man, might be some cons?
I mean, I've been pressing those buttons forever.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I switch Bluetooth. I just pressing the buttons forever. I think that would be difficult to adjust to. Taking away some of the input that we have, since we don't allow switching, when you throw the ball up, it's like you just sort of sit there. So it sort of would make it seem like you're just waiting to see what happens. I don't know how I would feel about that. You know, like, after a few games, it's like, all right, cool, because it does make the defense more powerful, and I like that. But how would I feel after, two seasons of doing that? I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. But I do like, I mean, I've been having so much fun with how the defense is, so having, that extra power on defense, maybe that even offsets what you'd lose on offense. I don't know.
Well, one of the cons I could see, it might be a stretch, is if we lose, you don't really lose the jump ball, but if you kind of lose the confidence in it a little bit, we might see more of these freeform streaks, the freeform to a fast wide receiver streak, or the fade. I just feel like they're still crazy good. People have been talking about it since the first season, like in chat. So we might see more of those, and then, less throws over the middle where you can possession catch it. Like, mm-hmm. right in front of the safety. So then, instead of me trying that, I'm just going to throw another freeform streak. So
that's true.
It could get a little ugly in that regard. And like you said, the biggest con, 100%, is like your tight end over the middle, or maybe a drag over the middle, and it's a little oopsie throw. Shouldn't have hit that button, and you start spamming uh-huh. A, and you get yeah. away with one. uh-huh. And like, what's the consequence going to be now when I hit A? Do I have to punt?
Yeah, that was mine. What's the consequence?
Yeah, maybe they'll probably give us a grace period or something, but yeah, I'll just we'll go to you, Jared, for more.
the consequence thing is a big thing, because, like you said, that's been four Maddens when they put in the rat catch that we've been pushing the button. Like, it can't be drive altering, because even if it's like a second down and you caught one that you're wide open, but you pushed wide just because it's a habit now. Like, that
sucks. Why would you do that? Why would you go wide open?
I don't see it on the deep throws.
I have a much different experience with this game than you guys do. I don't think I've pushed A, but maybe twice this season, and that's only to catch it on the sidelines. I haven't pushed A at all. That's not my main button.
Dude, who are you talking to here? I only hit Y, but there's times where you do hit A. So, but like, I don't think if you're wide open for whatever reason, I don't know why you're wide open and you hit a button, I don't think the other guy's mad about that. But if it's like his safety's crashing down on it and you press A and pluck it in front of his safety, what now? Like, you pause, you DM Nick. What are we going to do? I guess they'll tell us what we're going to do about that. But you're going to feel pretty pissed off, I'd imagine, you know, in a close game.
Yeah, for real.
The consequence of it is definitely the biggest downfall.
And then another one I was thinking, so if you did like the settings like you wanted, Jared, or you mentioned you set your settings, like you put fall down catch on, possession catch, I guess, or conservative, whatever you want to call it, and your guy is wide open and he's just going to fall down anyways. But that's kind of that's pros and cons. That's like putting conservative carry on. You don't get any cool, like, you don't get a tremendous amount of extra break tackles with a conservative on. You still can certainly get some, but so it's just one of those things where we might see less run after catch, but if you want the possession catch, that's the trade-off you got to do. And I think that's kind of fun in that regard. So just the give and take and like setting your settings. So it could be fun. It'll be interesting.
If you're possession catching in this game, you are playing the game wrong.
Yeah, I mean, dude, no one's like sets out to throw a possession catch, but there's sometimes
possession catch
where
is the bailout when you throw.
Yeah,
you
or why? Or why? It depends. If you're like
possession catch, if it's short, why if it's long?
Well, if you think, if, for me, it's like if I think if I press A on a bad throw, if he's gonna like not save it from the DB, then I'll hit Y.
Right.
So I'm like as. How me and J-Mo play, Jared, where we throw more picks than touchdowns, we're playing defensively on offense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically hitting how we want to swat the ball with our wide receivers.
But see, those are the interceptions that I throw is when I push A on my wide receiver and the DB reacts better to it because he's going down or falling backwards.
You should have hit
DB
Y.
It's always Y. It's always Y. Never.
I don't know about over the middle on a short one. I don't know about Y. But maybe you're right. That's why you won a Super Bowl. We've never even been.
That's true. It's unfortunate.
Oh, J-Mo's been. Sorry for the slander.
Sorry for the slander.
Well, that's enough.
I think it'll make it intriguing.
Definitely. It'll be. I mean, it's something to mix it up. I guess could always be good, anyways. And then I wanted a quick thing about. Do you guys see this? Like short term, long term. The balance, I think it brings more parity immediately because we're all adjusting to it. It's kind of like a season one of a new cycle. But then I think long term, the people at the top are going to figure out what needs to be done and they're going to master it and leave the rest of us behind like usual. But I think in the short term, it will bring some more parity. What were your guys' thoughts on that?
I don't think it changes anything, really. Yeah, I think it still stays with the play call and who you chose to throw it to. I don't think it changes. They react enough for it not to matter.
I'm just thinking, like, if Nick and Brackett thought this needed to be done, then something's happening where they need to make this change. So I think someone's going to lose a slight competitive advantage. Or maybe, I don't know, but I'm just assuming something was happening. So they make this change so that person loses this thing. Or maybe it was, I don't know. Maybe it's the Austin Hambrick effect. People are tired of getting bodied. What are your thoughts, J-Mo?
Yeah, I don't think in the grand scheme it really changes anything as far as like, you know, where the user rankings are in our little internal power struggle for who's number one that I'm never competing in. but maybe it does decrease some of the. Like some of the weird janky things that happen. I still think there's some weird things that happen in some games, you know, where like one guy is getting more breaks, significantly more. There's a lot of games I think are close. I don't think every game is like set in stone like some people think.
Yeah, 100%.
But I do think there's some games where one guy gets 10 breaks and one guy gets zero. Most of the time it doesn't happen that way, even though people complain like it does. But I just don't see this changing that much in the grand scheme as far as...
I'm not saying like, you know, someone like all of a sudden I win the Super Bowl because of this rule change. Someone from the bottom arises to the top.
But that's not happening.
I think it maybe takes a touchdown off the board or something for someone.
I said, I mean, I've definitely seen the receivers cut in front of the ball on streaks, and that shit's really annoying. Like, you're usering, you're going to the spot, and then all of a sudden the wide receiver cuts in front of it, and you're just way out of place because you're not expecting that to happen. So I've seen that personally. Again, I don't know if that ties into why this is occurring, but that is something that I've seen. And it definitely would make defense a little better overall, I think. Clearly, because the offense is losing a little bit, but it could be interesting.
I think it changes the draft a little bit too, because if we aren't allowed to put like A and stuff like on the sidelines, if they don't have feet and bounds, they definitely walk out of bounds with it. Because I said it in chat, and then I said that it was Scary Terry and D-Hop I was testing it with, and then I looked at McLaurin, and he doesn't have keep feet in bounds, and I was like, oh shit, I would have never guessed, but D-Hop did. D-Hop made it a little bit better. But it definitely
to
going
that
to
point,
make you
yeah. What that. About aggressive catch and possession catch? So, like, if you throw it high to a guy and he doesn't have it, there's no why to like make him do it, I guess.
I thought when I tested it, I think they ag caught every high ball,
no matter what.
I didn't do extensive testing, but I was messing around with it after the announcement. It did seem that way.
Since we've started this show,
go ahead.
Since we started this show, I've been throwing it to my guy that has it and my guy that doesn't have it. And I think, but his stats are way better, so it's hard to say. But the guy that has it is definitely like getting up and attacking the ball more than the guy that doesn't have it. And they're both really tall.
So. That is interesting. I mean, like season one, I drafted a fast wide receiver that was an undrafted free agent. And he's probably going to be awful with the change.
I'm just leaning towards it more being attributes than the actual trait, though. Like, if like you do what Jared said and you put it on aggressive, deep, and you throw a high pass, you're probably not even going to notice the difference.
The one that I'm curious about is the trait from the wide receivers that says drops open passes. I'm really curious to see how that, without pushing a button, turns out. God.
That could be really interesting for sure.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. What do you think? You guys think this is 100% coming in?
Yes.
Yeah, probably, huh?
After Nick's videos talking about how he liked how people reacted, I think we'll see it soon. If not by next season, then it'll be coming shortly after.
Nick has two short, fast guys, and it's not going to affect their freeform throws, so. Curious timing of this.
No, you're talking about a conspiracy?
He's trying to kick the dust off one of those Super Bowl trophies, you know? Get one in. We'll see.
He was like, God damn it, Jared got one before me. Now I got to actually make rules.
Oh, no, well, he got two with the Packers.
No, I'm talking about since.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, then we'll switch to a quick playoff prediction, and then we'll call it good. So, I'll start with the AFC. Mine is basically how the standings are right now. I'll take the Jets as the one seed because they got that sim win over Jared, who I have as the two seed. I have Pittsburgh winning the North as the three seed. The one who could challenge him would be Van, so that will be interesting to watch. And AFC South is super interesting. I'll go with the Titans by default as the four seed. Until someone else shows us we shouldn't. And then Chargers, Dolphins, Raiders. The Raiders. My 5, 6, 7. So that's how I see it going down. And then I would see, you know, Jets, Chiefs, the 1 and 2 in the AFC Championship game. And we'll see how that shakes down. J-Mo.
It's sort of similar. I did have Jets, Chiefs, in the East, or not to the East, in the North, I actually had the Ravens winning the North
last year
before the potential rule change that makes your brain explode. So I have Jets, Chiefs, Ravens, and yeah, I did go Titans. I'm going to go Colts. I'm actually going to switch it up. I'm going to say the Colts get it done this year just so we have something new, because Trey Lance is god-awful. And
he really is, dude. I was saying he's so bad. Like, Brapp would have, like, 42 points put on me with, like, 10 missed Trey Lance passes. So I was pretty sad about that trade.
I mean, he's not even a lemon. He's just, like, a rotting lemon. So that's unfortunate. And then I have, after that, I had the Bengals making the playoffs, the Raiders making the playoffs, and the Chargers making the playoffs. So we got two AFC West, one AFC North. I had to give myself some love. I'm just,
Dolphins?
I got to make it one day. I don't have the Dolphins making it, dude. Dang. I can't. I mean, with, there's a lot of tears in main chat, so I couldn't possibly. With how bad they are and how many losses he's getting.
Oh, we heard that, and then he got the one seed, so don't buy into any of that.
Nope, I'm completely buying into it. There's no way that a team with all those issues could possibly win in the playoffs. So,
is it the team that has the issues or the coach?
It doesn't matter.
Like a locker room.
It could be a locker room issue.
Jared, AFC.
I actually kind of have a little different. I do have Jets taking the one seed. I don't think they'll lose another game this season. The Chiefs is a two seed. And then I think the Bengals will be the three and Colts will be the four seed. He just beat Tosh. And
no Steelers. Well, Steelers taking the North.
No, not taking the North.
So we got three different AFC North winners. That's wild. That's a representation of the North, I feel like.
Well, I was actually going to do an article about, like, toughest divisions, and you guys are the only ones that have winning seasons for every person. I was like,
AFC West has a Super Bowl champion. Now we're legit.
Now we're legit. You're welcome.
Nobody else getting to see that for a long time or ever.
And then I have the Ravens, Dolphins, and Steelers making the wild card. I think the Chargers conclude their epic season with the worst trade in NFL or XFL history, giving up two first and a good cornerback to move up like two spots.
You think he's moving up at all?
16 to 14. Maybe.
He might move back.
Where are his two firsts? His and
Jiggy's? And him and Tide Pod have a very similar record right now, and Brackett's schedule doesn't get any easier.
That trade is looking wild, but I still think mine's worse.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It definitely tops up there.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there.
All right.
Before we get off the AFC, I did just want to say I was looking at the rosters and I was very surprised to see the highest overall EA Gen guy was Jack's middle linebacker, who's already made it up to a 92 in two seasons.
He was the 99 player guy?
No, different guy. No, this is a guy from 2 years ago.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. That guy probably has like 8 user picks and 40 sacks
a game. Yeah.
A game.
So that's interesting. That's a lot of faith in the Ravens, who don't even know who their quarterback is, between a 90 overall and a 58 overall. So, but we'll head to the NFC. Jared, since you went last, you can lead the NFC off.
I think I'll have the Panthers taking the one seed, the easiest division in football. He finishes out with a relatively easy schedule. And then Jiggy with the two. And then who did I have? Niners with the three seed and Giants at the four seed. And then I have Drew sneaking in. Obviously, we've got Wing sneaking in.
Sneaking.
sneaking in. And probably the Seahawks.
Okay. JMO, is yours any different? Wait, who's your 3 and 4, Jared?
3 was the Niners, and 4 was the Giants.
And what's yours look like, JMO?
Bro, it's exactly the same. That's already been decided. That whole order is already done. The mine's NFC the has 7 teams with a winning record. Those are the playoff teams. And then there's everybody else who is not a playoff team. And that's just the facts.
Yeah, I had Panthers getting the 1. You know, Packers could definitely get it. And then Niners, the Vikes are like locked in at the auto 5 for the cycle. Unless they, it's like you're getting the 1 seed or you're getting the 5 seed. That's it for them.
Yeah.
And then Niners 3 for me, but I haven't really followed that division. I don't know who's consistently winning it, if anyone. I like the Niners, and then the Giants 4. I think they're legit, man. They got a quarterback with the best release in the game, which it does matter in game. It really does. And then,
for sure.
And his defensive user ability from the, I saw him play like a quarter week 1, I think, because they were last game. I feel like, and he seems legit on defense. He had a nice yellow zone pick with the linebacker. So
I watched a little bit, and it looked really good. But his defense is the. Has given up the 3rd most points in the NFC for some reason.
But so I don't know what that is. It's a clutch roster. It's a clutch roster, so we'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Uh-huh.
But then I had Vikes 5, Hawks 6, Cards 7. And like I said, I'm not following the NFC West. Feel really confident in the 7 teams, but I'm not really confident about the order. Yeah.
Has there been any differences in the NFC each playoffs? Has it been the same people?
Probably.
I don't.
No, NFC East, Hammer.
Regan was in there before.
Oh, too. Hammer got, yeah.
And then Hammer had that Super Bowl run. And that's
Regan
that's
made
probably
it?
I thought so. Yeah, I thought he made it 2 years ago.
The first season.
I could check. Don't we have the history or something? Doesn't it show that?
I don't know. I thought it just showed champs.
You're right.
But playoff games coming. I think this was a successful show. Oh, we're up to 28 minutes, so yeah, nobody listened to us this far anyways.
All right, now we can real talk.
So end it here unless you guys got anything else.
No, I mean
no, I'm good.
I'm planning on winning the wild card race. I'm in dry January, so you know, things are looking pretty good.
Nice.
And I'm really committed to the craft, you know what I mean?
How'd you do in your drag show?
Oh, it was great.
What's up? What are we talking about?
Supporting the people.
End it there. Hopefully we get more consistent because these are always fun. You guys always have good stuff to talk about. You guys should honestly get a legit host from my entrances to my exits, you know, just not good.
C quality, man. We'll take it.
Yeah, but I mean, I upload it though, so I pull my weight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, yeah, we'll end it there. Hopefully, we'll get something else out, you know, next week or something, or maybe this week.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, no, next week, like starting Monday, the new week. But yeah, catch us next time, maybe.
Peace.